Welcome, everybody, to episode 474 of Your RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be here a little bit late today, but he will be joining us here in a bit. Eric, how was your week, dude?
Kind of garbage. Yeah. I had to do lots of stuff at work, and I'm tired now.
Do you have to work on the weekend, or do you get this weekend off, dude?
I get the weekend off. Oh, it's nice. Actually gonna go to my sister's house. Then we're gonna go to some winery.
Oh,
celebrate my mom's 60th birthday.
Oh shit, that's really, really nice, man. That's really cool, man. Wine is very good, but it's very deceptive. It's like one of those type of alcohols that just sneak up on you, and when it hits you, it fucking hits you. Like you don't think you're drinking. And then all of a sudden you feel it. It's weird. Sometimes beer can be that way too, but wine especially. All right, Eric, let's get started with the news. Let's get all this junk cleared away. We got plenty to talk about, including how much EA sucks, which we'll be talking about very soon. But let's get started with the first news story, Eric. Go right ahead, sir.
So first news story is that South Park, A Stick of Truth for the current gen, is going to be released standalone for the PS4, Xbox One in February.
I'm torn on this. Didn't they include a copy of the Stick of Truth?
Yeah, for pre-orders.
Oh, only for
pre-orders. But it was digital only.
Wow, who cares? Like, who wants a physical release of Stick of Truth, honestly? Like, if you didn't get it back in the day, I mean, are we past the point of physical stuff?
At the very
yet?
Least, it's a better game than the second game.
Eric, I'm kind of more old school gamer than you, and I always had this thing where I had to have a physical copy. But the more and more I find out about like life, like physical copies don't mean anything to me anymore. Like I'm okay with just loading up a hard drive with a bunch of video games. I don't know about you, dude. Would you prefer the physical or
it depends on how large the game is.
Yeah, really.
If the more space it takes up, the more I'd want a physical version.
Yeah, there's something to that too. But
especially if we're dealing with something like the Switch that only takes up to so many gigs, memory sticks. Because the larger ones are more expensive, and the larger your card, the slower the access speeds will be.
Mm. Well, I understand that, Eric, but I was like thinking
and
about
and they're
it.
Tiny, so like managing your cards and just swapping them out would be difficult. Plus, I don't think you can do that with the Switch anyways, which is kind of bullshit. You got one card out there and you're pretty much stuck with it.
That sucks, man. That's definitely.
And you have to like transfer all your stuff to upgrade to a larger card.
Ugh, that sucks, man.
Actually, I don't know how it works for the Switch. That I know that's how it worked for the 3DS.
I'm like wondering, Eric,
and maybe the Wii U.
I think it's like time for just digital only, dude. I honestly, like, I was very resistant, just like I was with PCs for a long time.
I don't know. I mean, lots of people, the infrastructure in this country, lots of people don't have good internet. So
no, I get it, Eric, but I mean. There are so many people online right now. Like, how many people do you know don't have internet? Like, it's not as great as you think. Like, almost everybody has a good connection. Like, honestly. The only problem I see is, like, what you
but
said.
But the game is,
Eric.
But this is also interesting because the game is also not on the PSN or Xbox stores.
Yeah. No.
So if you wanted a digital version of this, you couldn't get it until now.
Well, I get it, but here's what I was trying to say, Eric. I think, like, aside from the internet companies being assholes and not, you know, letting you down. Like, I got a notice from Comcast that I downloaded too much. Like, it was like, I was over the limit, and they said you get like 2 months out of the year that you can do that. And if you go over, you start having to pay in $10 increments. Besides that, like, I just think digital is the way to go, man. Like, I just filled up a 1 terabyte hard drive with a shit ton of games, and I ran out of space. But to me, it's not a big deal to get on the cheap maybe another terabyte or 2 terabytes of you know, like one of those small passport hard drives, and just, you know, upgrade your fucking console with more space. Like, I know it's an extra expense on top of the already
first world problem stuff, though.
Yeah, it really is, dude. It is first world problems. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, if they can get that under control, if this net neutrality thing gets cleared up in the right way, like, I really think that digital gaming, like, is better overall. Like I don't worry about, like, fucking up disk and, you know, all kinds of shit. Like, even when I put in the disk, Eric, it still wants to download shit from the internet. So I don't understand.
Disk media is kind of a waste this generation.
Yeah, it's a total waste. I mean,
the one benefit would be that you don't have to have an internet connection to install it.
Who doesn't have internet, though? Like honestly, like, internet is like an integral part of almost every American's life. Like, I don't personally know.
It'd be good for that one instance where you, like, your internet goes down and you don't know when it's going to go back up and you want to play that game. But
I guess. But then again, like, you gave me a 3DS.
Frank whines about being a privileged asshole.
No, fuck off, Eric. I'm not privileged, dude. I'm just saying, dude. Like, it's 2018. It's not fucking 1990 anymore. Like it's time to – we'll be talking a little bit more about digital downloads in a second and what the companies are doing going forward. But I see Bridget's in chat. I don't know if anybody else is in chat. I don't see anybody.
She's apparently in Colorado now.
She is not in Colorado yet. I think it's like she'll be here like 3-4 days. I don't know. She'll know. She's gotten the countdown. I'm not. I told her I'm
the final countdown.
Yeah, the final countdown to Europe, dude. That's awesome. I don't know, Bridget. Let us know how many more days. I think it's maybe 4. I'm not 100% certain. I just don't keep track of that shit. You know, it's not something I always keep. I tell her all the time because she's excited that she's coming. I'm even killed. Like, I don't I kind of don't worry about that stuff. But all right, let's move on to the next story. This comes to us from RPG site. This is actually pretty exciting. Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire releases in April. I don't have Pillars of Eternity, but I did download it when I had the Game Pass. And I liked what I played of Pillars of Eternity. I think it's a fine game. Like,
hopefully the sequel won't be as bad as Tides of Numenera apparently was.
Tides of Numenera gets too much shit, dude. I've seen Tides of Numenera, and it's okay. It's not a great game, but it's not one of those games that's, like, so bad it's, like, awful. You know, it's okay. But Pillars of Eternity.
See, we tried to make a sequel to Planescape, but we fucked up.
Torment, I think, is what they made. Yeah, Planescape Torment. I don't think they fucked up with it, though. I think it was okay. Like, but Pillars of Eternity is a good game. Like, I wish Dungeon Buster was in there.
What's a good game?
What?
Wasteland 2, and it's coming to the Switch. So that sounds fun.
There you go. That does sound fun. I'm down. I'm going to be getting.
I play that game portable because then I could just play it in chunks.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the fun of, like, having auto saves and shit like that. But yeah, I don't mind that type of gameplay at all. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Can we do a breaking story first?
Yes, go for it.
The Legend of Heroes: The Trails Cold Steel 2 for PC has a date. February 14th.
There you go. All you PC people, get excited for Legends of Heroes Code still. Bridget says 4 days if you don't count flight day. Get excited. She says, no, I'm Bridget. I'm very, very even killed. Like you, we talked already. All right. Next story, Eric.
All right. Next story is,
and I just
about EA. Yay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is, we're going to talk about this. We might take a few extra minutes on this story, but go ahead, Eric.
Anthem reportedly delayed to 2019 and a new Dragon Age is in development. Hold on a second. This page is being difficult. Great. Yep. Oh, great.
I can read it, and you can do the next one. Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
Oh. It says, update with the team is hard at work with the next entry in the acclaimed Dragon Age series. The message comes via Twitter, and I'm not going to read his tweet because they're boring.
Yeah.
But I'll read part of the tweet. He says, Anthem's up next, but there are people hard at work on both franchises, and I'll look sharing more in the future. But basically, seems to hit a bit of a snag, and they might be getting pressure from AA to like get the game working, because I don't think they've really started that much. And I guess they're having problems with maybe some of the game's systems. Like, I don't know, maybe after the disaster that was Andromeda, they kind of want them to take their time with it a little bit more. Are you still there? Oh, no. Frankie, are you still there? I can't hear you at all. Oh, let me hang up. Hello? I can't hear you at all. I'm hearing a bunch of wheezing sounds. He says to keep... you want me to keep going even though I can't hear you at all? I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, so it's your fault. Of course Frank Fail has to hit this shit. Anyways, I guess that's all I really have to say. But other than the fact that they're looking into doing another Dragon Age, and maybe that's the real... Maybe that's another reason Anthem's been delayed, because now they probably have to split a good chunk of the team so they can work on Dragon Age. They probably want that game out first.
All right, Eric. Yeah, Anthem being delayed is not a surprise to me. I'm with you, Eric. I've done some homework since we last were on here talking about Anthem being delayed and you having a problem with EA, and it's justified because all that Battlefront 2 shit. Like, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. Like, I like the movies okay. I'll go see the new movies because it's an event. But the way that EA handled Battlefront 2 says everything that you need to know about corporations.
They did this loot box plus microtransaction stuff. They got impacted by it, but not so much that it actually affected their profits. They're still making profits.
There's no question about that.
So it's more about them doing this so they can make even more money.
Yeah, and they're going to bring back the loot boxes. So as good as Anthem looks to me, Eric, Anthem is the type of game that I would love, I think. But the more and more that they delay it and they try to figure out this microtransaction thing, which is absolute fucking horseshit. If you want to do cosmetic shit, that's one thing. But if you want to fuck with people and charge them to play to win or pay to win or
no, it's there is pay to win, but I know, there's also Eric, like the cosmetic stuff. But the thing is, you're not paying for a loot box that has that stuff. You're paying for a loot Eric, box that might have that stuff.
You're not letting me finish, dude. I didn't get done finishing. I agree. I was about to say that. Yeah, you're right. But if they did, I don't think that they should ever have loot boxes that give you better weapons or give you an advantage over the people that buy the base game. I think that's utter horseshit. If you want to do all the cosmetic shit and you want to be a dumbass and buy all the cosmetic shit because you think you have so much money and, you know, you want to show off your horse armor to the next person, then so be it. I mean, that's fine. Like, Vincent Aron, who used to be on the show, used to love like different outfits and stuff like that. If that's your thing, that's great. And I do like customization and stuff like that. But if it affects the base game, who cares? Fuck that shit. You know, I'm with you, Eric. Like, I am not going to buy Anthem until I know full well how EA is handling their microtransactions and, you know, all that shit going forward. I'll wait till it's on big discount. Like, I waited for Dragon Age Inquisition for the longest. I just got Dragon Age Inquisition, Eric. And a part of that was because of the ill will that EA has, you know, done with you know, certain people. And it's a shame because Visceral was part of their umbrella and I thought Visceral was super talented. I really liked the way Visceral did Dead Space, but maybe not Dead Space 3, but that, I think that was more EA's influence. But, you know, is BioWare going to be the next, you know, Visceral? Like, Anthem is their big game. I think if Anthem doesn't do as well, which by all indications, I think it's going to do okay, but I don't think it's going to do what EA wants it to do. BioWare, the people at BioWare got to be shitting bricks, man. I mean, this microtransaction thing is out of hand. Like, you know, it's not enough that you kill people with DLC a lot of times. There are some companies that do it right, like CD Projekt Red did their deal. You know, if you have a standalone story with DLC and that costs you $10-$15, so be it, as long as they give you enough content. That I can see paying for. But, like, you know, loot boxes where, like you said, you only have a chance of getting decent stuff, fuck that nonsense. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'm with you, Eric. I'm boycotting EA until I know more about that game. And to be honest with you, I'm in full agreement. I'm not on board with Dragon Age unless the same type of shit happens. Because, you know, as good as Dragon Age Inquisition seems to be, I'm okay with playing stuff like Witcher 3 and 50 million other games other than what EA is offering. So, yeah, loot boxes, no bueno. All right, Eric, let's move on to the next story.
Next story is about a game called Dandara, which is a new RPG platformer, which is arriving on the PlayStation 4, PC, Nintendo Switch on February 6th. Mm-hmm. And the most interesting thing about this game is how they deal with movement.
Yes, I was going to say, I saw the video before we got on the air, and this game looks interesting, and also it's got something that not a lot of fucking games have, a minority protagonist.
Although he does have an afro, so he's a character.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's very few dark-skinned people as protagonists in video games, so I give a lot of credit for that, Eric. Like,
wait. I thought the main character was a male, but apparently it's a female.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't notice that?
Well, I saw, like, a picture of, like, her face on the logo, no, but you can only tell so much from there.
Dandara, dude. Like, that's, you know, that's the name. That's her name.
I thought it was like maybe a pun. Like, the name yeah. character was like Dan.
No, man. That's just Dandara. And it looks good. Hey, Breakman is there. Let me try to get Breakman into the chat. Actually, let me do the next story, Breakman. I'll get you on in. Next story
you
comes.
You read the article before doing this, and I only saw the announcement trailer, so that's all I went by.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPG side. Full Metal Panic Fight. Who dares? Wins launches in South.
What a name!
I know. What
there's exclamation name. Points too.
Oh, I didn't see that. I Full Metal Panic Fight. Who dares wins? It like doesn't have a explanation at the end, so you have to kind of calm down. But so to release on PS4 May 31st, Southeast Asia with English subtitles that include Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Put it on the same day as Japanese release, so that's good news. It looks like a cutesy anime robot game.
If you're not familiar with this show, it's about a mecha pilot named Sagara Sosuke that's been pretty much raised as a child soldier for most of his life. So he doesn't. So when he's put in a situation where he has to guard a girl who's apparently one of the a group of people called the Whisperer, like they have special abilities.
Yeah.
But anyways, like that's his job for now. But he has a trouble adapting to actual normal civilian life, so he like treats everything as a threat.
Yeah. Hey, Break, if you're listening, please call.
So this is kind of like a fish out of water story, but it's still a good show.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. I mean, it looks like it'd be fun. Little menu.
I really hope there's like a third season, because after the second raid came out, like,
yeah,
there's been a gigantic hiatus. I'm pretty sure the manga went beyond that too.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good. Looks maybe a little menu intensive, but you know, I mean, grinders are used to that, so it's not a big deal. So I'm okay with that.
I just realized that Trails of Cold Steel on PC is coming out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. If I hang up on you, Eric, it's not my fault. I'm trying to Break, are you there? I don't know what's going on, dude. I can't get all you guys on the same fucking call. So maybe Eric can call you. Maybe he's the
I'll hang up, man.
All right, man. Thanks. Let's see. You're on hold. I'm gonna resume. All right, Eric, you there?
Mad dude, buggy.
I don't know if you're the host of the call. Can you call Break and get him on the show? Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I can call Break, but I can add him.
Yeah, add Break. Let's see if that works. And while you're doing that, I'll read the next story. This is actually kind of fun news. From RPGsite.net, Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, I see Freak 5 in there. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to see you in there. Sonic the Hedgehog creator Yuji Naka has joined Square Enix. Legendary game designer Yuji Naka, whose credits include serving as lead programmer for the original Sonic the Hedgehog games on the Sega Genesis and producer for Phantasy Star.
Hello?
Yeah, you're here. Right on. We got you, Break, man. I'm doing a story about Yuji Naka joining Square Enix, the designer of Sonic the Hedgehog, the programmer, lead programmer. And so he's got a Twitter message. But what do you think of this? Like, how are they going to utilize Yuji Naka at Square Enix, do you think, guys? Like, it's pretty exciting in my
Maybe he can actually make a good Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle game.
Yeah, I think that would be a good mashup.
That's a tall tale, right? Yeah, test right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because like there was the Crystal Chronicles for the Wii, and apparently it's an interesting game, but I don't think it is exactly well made.
Freak 5 is
so the one for the GameCube was terrible because one person had to hold that fucking candle or lantern or whatever it was. Yes. So the one person couldn't fucking do shit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole game, it was ridiculous.
Well, you could put it down, you just couldn't leave that area.
Well, that's right.
That's
a perfect game for Freak 5. I mean, if you don't give him too much to do, he's okay in game. So Freak 5 would have been that dude in my party. You know what I'm saying, Brick? He says,
the one character was a weapons valet. That's pretty much all he did.
Yeah. Freak Fight says, if I hang up on you, Eric, it's because I'm an antediluvian Luddite who can't understand modern technology. There might be some truth to that. I don't know.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
I'm all, you kids, get off my land. Yeah, exactly. That's the modern thing, man, for sure. All right, let's move on to the next story. I don't know what links you got up, Break, but we're on the Final Fantasy Awakening. Are you able to do that one?
I got nothing up. Let me see if
okay.
I can
yeah,
find
no
this
worries.
One here. I'll do it if I can find it. Right. Awakening.
Yeah.
I see. Thanks, Eric. Highlight it for me.
Yeah, thank
Eric highlighted it for me.
So oh, there you go. That.
All right. Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site. Final Fantasy Awakening will soon release in Australia and New Zealand. So why are we talking about it here?
I always wonder that too, but I think it's because
I think it might be a precursor to a U.S.
Yeah.
release.
Yeah, see, anytime like Eric mentions games that come like to Germany or Australia or Europe or any of those places.
Or
like,
if it doesn't come to the U.S., you could still probably buy it from the App Store anyway.
Yeah. Apparently Freak 5 has a ton of Sweetos this week and no Stinkos, which that means...
That's unusual. Dude, you've had like the Stinkos from hell.
Yeah, exactly.
That must mean I'm thinking somebody got a J-O-B.
I'm thinking
and
that
an H-A-N-D J-O-B?
That's what I was thinking, dude. I was thinking he got a handy, but, you know, we'll talk later about that.
Yeah, two
but,
jobs.
This anyway. Is cool. Final Fantasy Awakening looks okay. It's got the type O characters. I don't know what else you guys want to say about.
Yeah, I mean, it says this is going to be for the Google Play and iOS. So
yeah.
I mean, hopefully Eric's right. It'd be cool if we got it out in the West.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get it, dude. I mean, almost anything Final Fantasy comes over here. He says he got a handy for Mrs. Breakman. Any truth to that, Mr. Breakman? He's like, he's not talking. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. My time at Porsche, not to be confused with the porn counterpart, My Time in Porsche, is now available for early access on Steam. If you're craving more, this is a family show, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a family show.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, I know. It's news. If you're craving... for more farming simulation RPGs, which who isn't, to sink your teeth into, look no further. My time at Porsche, like I said.
Portia.
I'm sorry. An upcoming title by Pathia Games, or Pathia, I have no idea how to say that, is now available for early access on Steam. Full release is planned for 2018 alongside the PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch version. So,
if you want to farm, like, why don't you just go out work in your yard?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you can grow tomatoes and shit like
dude,
that.
Dude, there's actually something therapeutic. I was going to mention this game, actually. I was going to talk a little bit about it. It sort of looks like a stylized version of Animal Crossing. And I'm okay with that. It's okay to have a change of pace game like that. Like, everybody has that one game that isn't, like, the greatest game in the world, but they can just – it's like a go-to game. Like, I think for you, Break, it's more mainstream. Yours is Fallout 4. Like, you can always, you know, go to that game, and it's, like, your go-to.
No, that's probably Halo.
Or Halo, like
my go-to game, yeah.
Yeah, but like something for a change of pace. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not shooting and not, you know, intensive thinking and stuff like that. Like I see games like this sort of in that vein. Animal Crossing was one like that. I like that a lot. Freak Five says he had chimichangas for lunch. I don't know why we need to know that, but and he's eating red beans and rice. Didn't miss
maybe he
him.
Said what we've been playing we could do what we ate.
Exactly.
Well, and he's talking about what he's drinking some barley wine and some winter bock called Chewbacca.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Which is an awesome name, and I do like
you box, know I drank you know? A beer this might be of interest to you, Breakman. I drank a beer for the first time in like months about 2-3 hours ago, and it was a Blue Moon Belgian White. I'm okay with this beer. It tastes pretty good.
That's cool. There's a lot of, like, I don't know. Since the craft beers have taken hold, there's been, like, a lot of beer snobbery on both sides.
Yeah, dude. It's like
the people who, like, only drink craft beer and they look down on the people who drink Bud Light. And then I've had it happen to me, the people who, like, drink the Bud Light and the Miller. And, like I said, I drink that. Like, yeah, you're drinking that fruity shit? Like,
yeah. I agree with you.
Just let people drink what they want to drink.
Like, I get
or
shit.
People that say that Japanese beer is better, or people that say German beer is better.
Yeah, well, the Germans,
German
dude.
German beer is good.
Oh, God.
Irish
is.
Beer.
Dude, you know, we should make that an RP Grinder goal, is to go to Beer Fest, like Oktoberfest in Germany. That would be fucking badass.
I don't drink. So I don't know why I'd do there.
You would drink if you were there, my friend.
I don't drink beer as well.
No, so you would have to because you're in Germany. They don't have water in Germany.
Nope, they have
all
beer.
All the faucets are beer.
Exactly. Have you ever seen that
shower
video?
Drink beer.
I saw a video. Speaking of, I saw a video on YouTube. It's probably a little older now, but of these guys that like went underneath this guy's house and they hooked up kegs to all the faucets. So anything that came out of the faucets was beer, and it was like a celebration, like his birthday or something. It was like a prank, but I thought that was real fun. I think that'd be really cool. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is about a game called The Tower of Time, or Tower of Time. There's no the.
Yeah.
But says it's a promising-looking tactical RPG, and it's leaving Steam Early Access soon. Independent developer at Event Horizon, which has nothing to do with the video game, by the way, but recently posted a new pre-release trailer for the debut title, Tower of Time, which has been in Early Access since last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not even heard about it up until now, neither as the person who wrote this.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about this game. It looks really pretty.
This is all the fault of Steam getting rid of Greenlight.
Yeah.
And now people can't actually get noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sad thing. But the game looks okay. I'm not a tactical person. This is more along the lines of you guys. So I would defer to you. I saw the video, and I was actually slightly impressed. It looked pretty impressive. I don't know. Like I said, I don't play a lot of tactical RPGs.
This game looks like it might be what or Blackguards might have tried to be. I mean, yeah. I liked Blackguards. I never finished it, but didn't have time. But I heard Blackguards 2 had some major issues.
Hmm. It looks good. I don't know.
There were a couple shortcomings in the first Blackguards that I was like, this could be better for a couple reasons.
Yeah, it looks like it's a story-driven RPG, which, I mean, if you're talking RPGs, I mean, a lot of it has to do with story, right? Like what RPG do you know that doesn't have at least a decent story? Probably not very many. Like,
I heard that Divinity Original Sin 2 had a really good story.
Yes.
Not good, I mean, like, messed up.
You know what? $10. Is it worth getting that game for $10?
The game's $10.
Yeah, on Xbox. I'll be talking about that later, actually. Let's move on to the next story.
Original Sin 2, you mean?
No. Divinity Originals. Yeah, the part 2 is only 10, and it includes all the extras. Breakman, next story, please.
What? Oh, coming to us live from... I wasn't paying attention, so I'm only guessing we're on this story.
Maple
From
Story.
From RPG Site, Maple Story M gets a global release this year.
Yeah.
There okay, that's it.
Yep.
That's the whole damn story.
Non-story.
Beta test now.
Beta's available on January 30th.
How much do you have to pay?
I'm sorry, until January 30th.
Do you know something that's
try it this weekend.
A trend that's bothering me in video games is full price demos. Like, Conan? They call it early, what do they call it? Like,
Early release,
but it's not early release. They call it something else, but early access.
Yeah.
I think
yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
some games that are early access are actually finished. They just don't have all the features.
Yeah, but that sucks, dude. Like, you're paying for a demo. Like, if you don't give me all the features, it's not the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not paying full price for shit like that. Like, if you give me a full game...
When it's just, like, a smaller developer, I can see they're doing it because they need the money for the project. Totally agree. But a lot of times you're seeing this with the big guys.
Yes, yes. I half expect EA to be doing that shit soon.
I don't know if Conan is, like, a big guy company.
It's like, what is it, Player Unknown Battlegrounds? The shit fest that is... I got that game for free... And I quickly fucking took it off my hard drive. It's just wasting space. Like, that game is not worth the $30 people are paying for that fucking game. Like, it really isn't worth it. Like, maybe when they add everything in and they get it, all the bugs worked out, or at least a good chunk of them, it'll be worth it. But fuck that game. I got other shit to play. I'd rather play this next game, Eric. Let's do this next story.
The next story is Hakuoki Edo Blossoms, which is coming out relatively around the same time as the Vita version.
Yeah.
Really? It says this spring, but I'm going to assume like April or May.
Holy shit.
So it's coming to Steam.
Wait a minute. Freak 5 spent $30 on a PS4?
What? I think he meant a PS Plus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Anyways, the first game's already available on Steam if you wanted that. So, you know, you could play that now until the game comes out and you can get caught up.
Artwork.
But the game is pretty lengthy because, like, there are 12 characters routes that you can choose. But the nice thing is at least you don't have to completely start over from the beginning. There's a lot of overlap, so you can skip a lot of scenes that you've seen before.
Yeah. The artwork is really pretty on this game, Eric. I'm sure you'll give it a go and let us know how it is. And Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch. Yeah, he did. He meant PS4 store. So they were having a good flash sale. Games like $5 on the PSN. I don't have a PS4, so maybe somebody can let us in on that. But I got some sales for you guys on the Xbox when we get to it. Breakman, do the next story, please.
Coming to us live from... sorry, hold on a sec.
Oh, Gazoon. Damn.
New Skype. Like, I hit the mute button, but it didn't mute.
I know, man. New Skype sucks, man. We talked about it all.
You've been so good lately.
I know.
Is this because you've been so good lately? You figured, like, well, we've been too good.
I'm telling you, we can call this Skype Net, and because it's becoming sentient, now it's just being a dick.
Exactly.
Use me for free, will ya? I'll show you.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming to us live from Ubuntu, Flint Hook and Mercenary Kings coming to Switch.
Yeah.
Flint Hook is a fast action platformer. I'm just skipping ahead here. Roguelike elements become space. Become space's greatest pirate with your hookshot, pistol, and slow mo power.
Sounds like
you have a pistol. You're a pirate in space, and you've got a fucking pistol.
Yeah, it sounds.
Technically, it's a pistol that shoots the hookshot.
Ooh, Freak 5.
Plasma pistol. Okay, that's better.
Did you get Rogue Planet or Rogue Galaxy, Freak 5? Because I know Rogue Galaxy was on sale. I don't know if that Rogue Planet's a different game. Dark Cloud 2 is a great game. Those are two good, solid fucking RPGs, man. When I get a PSN...
Don't you mean Rogue Galaxy, not Rogue Planet?
I just said that, Eric. I just said that.
I heard Planet, but not Galaxy.
No, I said, do you mean Rogue Galaxy? Yeah, he says Rogue Galaxy. But yeah, those are going to be two on my list that I get.
Ooh, you got the Jackbox Party Pack 2 and 3. Oh, dude, those are fucking awesome.
Is that what it's called? Jackbox Party.
Dude, those are amazing.
You don't know Jack.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
You don't know Jack are the best party games probably ever made.
Yeah.
And the Jack Party Box takes it up a notch.
Yeah.
Because it's not just you don't know Jack. It's like tons of other game types where you're playing against other people.
Is it kind of like Cards Against Humanity?
Better. It's better.
There's a lot of penis drawing and stuff like that in Jack Box.
Well, I mean, with the name like Jackbox Party, I mean, you know. All right, anything else on this break?
No.
Okay. Next story. Next, yeah, exactly. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Aegis Defenders launches for PS4, Switch, and PC on February 8th. There's a lengthy description. Looks like it has tower defense, inspired combat, dynamic character swapping, cooperative, and tailored gameplay. The tailored gameplay, I think, is an overrated thing. I want to play the game the developers intended. I don't want to make the game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have a hand in, like, being creative with it. Like, for instance, Little Big Planet. I love the main story in Little Big Planet, but I'm good with, like, not making levels and just playing what other people, are playing. But the art style looks fantastic. I'm playing the trailer, and I saw it before we got in the air. It looks pretty. I mean,
it kind of reminds me of that Grim Grimoire game.
Yes, yeah, that's a good comparison, man. All right, Eric, last story.
Last story is Dead Cells is coming to consoles. Yay!
Yeah,
which means that once it comes out, the game will finally be out of early access.
Yeah, we talked about Dead Cells before. It looks really good. I have not played this at all, but I know we talked about it before, and this would be something that I would pick up.
They're calling it Roguevania because, like, that's an apt description because it is a roguelike and it does have a lot of callbacks to Castlevania.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds brutal. That reminds me of, like, the old Castlevania games.
Looks really good, man. Like, really good. Like, I don't know if you saw this trailer break, man, but it does look interesting and intriguing. So,
I mean, I can't be the only one who died numerous times on Frankenstein and just got fucking pissed because the last stage is right afterwards.
Right.
You have to start all the way over.
Yep.
Frankenstein was a dick.
Yes.
There's no release date, but I'm going to assume it's going to be the fall.
Yeah. All right. Homie discounts. Anybody have any homie discounts? I have some for the Xbox. Anybody know what's going on with the PlayStation? They were having a flash sale. I don't know if it's still on, but they had a few games for $5 that seemed pretty intriguing. I don't remember off the top of my head, but that sale may still be going on. Do you guys know of anything on PlayStation? Yes, no, maybe so.
No.
All right.
I think there might have been a sale at the start of this week, or that might have been last week. I can't remember. I haven't looked at all.
The Xbox is having a pretty good sale that's still going on, I think, for another couple of days. So by the time you hear this, you'll have a day or two to still get in on it. But Breakman, I think you got Titanfall 2 for $16. They actually have a better sale now for $13.
Figures.
Yeah.
I haven't even played it yet.
With all the DLC.
Sitting on there.
Yeah. I don't know if you got the DLC with yours, but this one included all the DLC and
I think
like
so.
That.
I think it did, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. But that's really cool. PS4 has different games on sale than they did last week. That's really cool. Let's see. He'll be Freak 5 on YouTube. Or Chaos Freak 23
on YouTube. He's gonna be playing Jackbox later tonight.
Shit. That might be interesting to watch.
Yeah, like I'm inviting everybody else, Freak. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm that guy. Come to your party with friends.
There you go.
Like, wait a minute. This invite was for you. I know.
Yeah.
Me. And him, and him,
exactly.
And him, her, him, her.
So I picked up Titanfall 2 because I've heard nothing but good things about Titanfall, and that $13 with all the DLC, I'm down. That sounds like a really good deal. So I picked that up. I'll get to it eventually. I also picked up a game called Seasons After Fall, and I think that I only paid like $5 for it. So it's an interesting looking platformer. I don't think there's like a lot of enemies that you have to kill or anything. It's more changing the seasons for things. But I'm looking at the Xbox sales here. Watch Dogs is $6.99. Homefront Revolution $7.99, which for that price.
To change the seasons, do you have to turn?
Yeah, exactly. With every how the lyrics to that go, with every I got it, man.
Okay, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah,
there you go. But let's see, there were some other ones, man. Some really good fucking sales on Xbox. I'm looking for it right now. God damn it! Why can't I just look at the fucking deals with what do you call it?
Gold.
Gold on fucking Microsoft's website. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, PC deals, Xbox deals, what else we got? No, I don't need accessories. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. But the two main ones are the ones I mentioned. There are a few others on the games with gold. The freebies this month, I think, are Zombie, that old school game that was on the, I believe it first came out on the Wii.
The Wii U.
Okay. And
I don't understand why they decided to do PS4 and PC and Xbox One versions. Because, like, I think the big draw of that was that you could use the gamepad in addition to have better immersion with gameplay.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Eric. Yeah, I agree. Like, but for free, I mean, no complaints, you know.
It wasn't a particularly good game, but for free, I guess it's not a bad deal.
It's not. I mean, for free, hell yeah, why not?
I still have that game. I haven't really got around to playing it yet, though.
There is also some big news that I want to mention now that we're talking about deals for the Xbox, and I think this may be a game changer for the entire industry. They announced that with their Game Pass, which, if people don't know what Xbox Game Pass is, you pay a monthly fee to play over 100 games. They got stuff like I played on my free trial. I passed Gears of War 4, so I got to play that entire game, which, you know, you have to download them to your hard drive, which I think makes a lot more sense than what Sony's offering. And don't get me wrong, I'm not an Xbox by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I like the PlayStation quite a bit. I used to have a PlayStation 4, and I'm going to get another one because they have it all over Xbox when it comes to games, which that's what, you know, people buy these systems for is games for the most part. In lieu of that, their Game Pass is pretty enticing. For $10 a month, you get to play over 100 games. And now this is the big announcement. They are offering every exclusive, Xbox exclusive, day one if you have the Xbox Game Pass. Yeah, so like I was watching video of that game, Sea of Thieves, which I was kind of meh on. But for $10 a month, I wouldn't mind like getting on board with people like you, Breakman, and maybe.
Well, I need a live for that, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Well, you'd need the Game Pass. You don't need anything else but the Game Pass, and that's $10 a month.
Because I was under the impression that the Game Pass was just for games. Like, it lets you play online too.
Yes. If you get the game, like the Game Pass allows you to play those games. So,
But he's saying like play with others. You'd still need a gold membership.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
But right now you have a gold membership, right?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
For right now, I do. I paid for a couple months because like I want to play eventually with you, Breakman. A couple of things. I got to get in some Killer Instinct time with Wyland.
Yeah, a friend gave me Gears of War 4. So I have that now, too.
Gears of War 4 is free on the Game Pass. But, yeah, if you got it, man, that's fun. We could do that up when I get the Game Pass back. I don't have it currently because I'm kind of waiting for Sea of Thieves. Also, Crackdown 3, which I know is a huge release for the Xbox. Like, people have been waiting for Crackdown 3 forever.
Yes, I'd be one of those people.
Yes. So I wasn't interested in paying $60 for it. But for $10, day one, I'm totally down. Like I'll play some Crackdown 3 for, you know, for free for sure. Right. And then the other big one was State of Decay 2, which looks really good. So Anything that Microsoft comes out with first party, they will give it to you, you know, basically for, I mean, if you pay the $10 a month Game Pass, you get it in all its glory, 4K glory. If you have,
well, there's only for me, there's only two releases that I'm looking forward to. Crackdown's one of them.
Crackdown is big. What's the other one that you're looking forward to, man?
Eric.
For Xbox?
Well, for anything.
No, the thing I'm probably most looking forward to this year, probably more immediately, would be the fact that, provided there's no more delays, probably Bloodstained in April.
See, I went to you because I wanted you to kind of fill in the blank for me. Like, what other game am I looking forward to this year?
Yeah. What other game?
Other than that, it'd probably be Dragon Quest XI.
No, what Breakman? What are you looking for?
I think you don't really understand what I was saying. Mega Man 11.
Mega Man 11. Ah, there you go. No State of Decay, love? Like, that looks pretty good. Sea of Thieves? I mean, like I said, I'm not paying $60 for Sea of Thieves.
Oh, I played the original State of Decay. It was all right.
Yeah. Like I said, and you could play the first one for free on that Game Pass as well, State of Decay. But State of Decay 2 looks good. But to me, the most intriguing, if they can add a few more gameplay elements, like they did a good job with it so far, I think, from what I've seen, is Sea of Thieves. And I was not going to be into that game at all, but once Microsoft announced that if you get the Game Pass, you can play that day one free, I'm down. I wouldn't mind getting on his ship.
That's the pirate game, right? Where you're you team up.
Yes,
it's not just you by yourself. Okay.
Yeah, and it looks fun. Like I think it could be a little repetitive, but I think if they add a few more gameplay elements, then I think that game's going to be stellar. I would not mind playing that game whatsoever.
I wouldn't mind a pirate game where it's like general chaos, where you're just fucking with each other.
Well, this game has elements of that. I don't know if you've seen video of it, Eric, but it looks good. I don't see why there would be any problem with it. It looks pretty decent. But like I said, maybe the repetitiveness. I don't know. I'm trying to look for some more deals for you guys. I know there were a few more Xbox Gold ones. Hearing shitty things about Hello Neighbor, which is disappointing.
Hello Neighbor.
Yeah. I was excited because it's sort of like a creepy, stealthy, I can't explain it, man. Like a horror maybe game, but it's not getting great reviews. So, you know, whatever. There were some deals on Far Cry, Fallout. That's another one you could play for free on the pass is Fallout 4. So Limbo, free with the Game Pass. What else? There was like another one. I'll have to, if I remember it, I'll put it in the description when I know Edith Finch was on sale. I don't know if that's still going on, but there were a few others. But anyways, those are the homie discounts. Any Twitter questions or comments, Breakman?
Oh, Twitter questions?
Yes.
Do we have a Twitter thingy?
We do have a Twitter.
A tweeter? They call it a tweeter? Yeah. We have a tweeter? I'm trying to scroll through it. Scroll through it.
There
works, I promise. At least I think it does. No, I don't see anything on Twitter.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't check. I got here before after the show.
Yeah, no, I know you didn't have 45 minutes to like get caught up, but you know.
I know there's no point in my whole entire week. I could have just looked at Twitter.
Exactly. Any one of those days would have been
right. Nothing.
My idea of doing a Mega Man podcast.
Well, that's different. We're waiting till it's close.
I mean like a podcast where we talk about the other games.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
But you sent me a tweet saying that, like, building up to it, we'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great idea.
Yeah. So wait till,
Yeah, but there's like a lot of games in the series, so like, when should we actually start that?
Oh my
Well,
goodness.
I thought we were just gonna do like the main 10.
You guys can talk about that offline. Let's see.
I'd say there's 10 of them, maybe 11 or 12 weeks before the game is to release. We'll
Oh,
do 1 week.
maybe 1 a week you guys can
Yeah.
do. Yeah, that'd be a good little
And then
mashup.
maybe we could do like a 12th one, like for the side games.
Huh? There you
Yeah,
go. That'd be a good
that's.
idea. All right. What have you been playing, Break?
I haven't played much this week, but I have played Halo Wars 2.
Yeah. You've
So I'll
been.
probably be playing that. There's some. I was going back and playing a lot of the DLC that they added since I was last in it, and they've even added another thing that's $20, and I don't know if I'm gonna wait on spending $20 on anything.
Yeah.
Just because.
Freak Five was talking about the Star Wars. I think he was talking about that. What are they called? They don't call them Amiibos. They call them something else on the other systems. Oh, Lego Dimensions. He was playing, but yeah, it gets
And
expensive.
Disney Infinity. He was also talking about
Yeah,
that.
it's
Oh yeah,
expensive
you weren't
shit.
here last week, so we went into your thoughts on the Nintendo
Oh, I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I like it, but
I think it'd be great for the generation that likes Minecraft and such like that. Like the
yeah.
kids, when you're the age where you want to play with Legos, you know.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna pay
I
se
think for them it'd be great.
paying $70 is not very attractive for cardboard and mini games to me. Like, I know they give you software with the cardboard, but I guess it's just the whole pro.
It's a gimmick, and I think it's a
Yeah.
cool gimmick.
It is. There's no question about it. We talked a little bit about it last week, but I like.
Like I said, I think it's for like the younger generation. I
Yeah.
don't think it's for
Yeah.
you or me, but I
Yeah, no,
think
I
for like
totally
your
agree.
kids, for instance, I think
The
it'd be something they could have a lot of fun with.
only problem with it is how bad kids are with toys. Like the cardboard is not going to last long at all.
Well, like I said, like I think they're gonna have like packs where you could just get replacements.
Oh, they did say they were gonna be like add-on stuff too.
Yeah, but fuck that, man. I mean, you're already charging what, 70, 90, 80 bucks
Yeah,
for.
but I think that's mostly for the software.
I
I'm
guess.
wondering if you could just buy your own cardboard and use that too.
Yeah, like,
Because it
that would be
just
cool
it
if they
needs the
get.
sensors attached to it, doesn't it? I mean, any
Yeah.
cardboard should work, right?
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, if they give you, like, the schematics for everything for free, like, where you could just get your own
I
cardboard
think
after
that's what
that.
they are
Oh,
doing.
that's cool. Then I'm down with that because I would not want to, buy schematic after schematic, for the same thing. So,
Yeah, but
yeah.
that's something that they are gonna do. Like that's
Yeah.
the whole gimmick idea. Like for instance, Lego Dimensions. Like it's a great gimmick. Like here's the base thing, but if you want Ghostbusters, you have to go buy Ghostbusters and such like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a very creative, cool thing. Freak Five says he's been playing Jackbox games, Gauntlet. Gauntlet's a underrated game. I like that game quite a
Are you
bit.
talking about the new Gauntlet?
Which Gauntlet?
The one that they had on the PS2. I like
Oh,
that
I like
game.
those. Those were
Yeah,
fun.
yeah. Rogue Galaxy. Rogue,
And
the
I
thing.
like the arcade game version, like would save your character and shit. If you can't, you'd
Yeah.
come back to the same arcade machine and your character would still be there as long as the
Yeah.
assholes didn't reset the power at night.
I know. Rogue Galaxy is a fun game. It just got so much content. Well worth. I think you paid $5 for it, Freak Five. It's well worth that. It's a fun game. Agents of Mayhem and Friday the 13th. When I get a PlayStation, that'll be one of the first games I get. Freak Five is Friday the 13th because I definitely want to play it. Looks
Speaking
fun.
of arcades, I have a Sweeto this week.
Okay, let's wait till we get to the
Actually, it's
Sweetos.
actually like a week or too late because I forgot about it last week.
All right, let's wait till we get to the Sweetos, Eric. But what have you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing a lot. I finished Ace Attorney 4. So, I'm playing Ace Attorney Investigations 2 on my DS emulator.
Yeah.
Because the fan translation came out a while ago. I just haven't got around to playing it.
All right.
But I played a little. I can barely say I can. I played Story of Seasons, the Trio of Towns, because I got through all the intro stuff, and now I've got Freedom, but I haven't played since then. But other than that, I'm playing Iconoclast, which is a really good game. I'm glad it's finally out now. It's been pretty much a development since 2004, maybe even Ooh, earlier than that.
Wow.
But I remember it from 2007 when I was still living in my parents' house and seeing it in its concept phase with images, and it used to be called Ivory Springs.
Wow. Ivory Springs. That sounds like a shampoo or a body wash. Ivory Springs.
Well, the concept of ivory does come up in the game, so that's probably where it got its name from. Well, but although I think it's a very different kind of ivory than what we're used to. But I also played Zue, which, well, I could see why they released Zue 2 on the Steam first, because this game, it's got some gameplay snafus.
Dungeon Buster joined us in chat. What's up, Dungeon?
It's mostly the same game, but better. The second game.
All right. What else? But, anything else?
Infinos Gaiden, which is a fun little shmup, released by a Japanese developer / publisher, because they self-published the game.
Yeah,
but cool. I don't think they're a standard developer, though. I think they're actually a music group. And they decided to make a game. And then they found out that they really like doing this, so they're making more games. And I think this is like their third.
All right. Well, that sounds interesting. Is
it's kind of a no-frills shmup, but it's like, it's still pretty fun. I mean, because like, there's a standard three different weapon types, power-ups that you can cycle between. I mean, you can actually cycle them, but you can pick them up. But there's no smart bomb, though, which is weird.
Yeah.
But you can alter the number of continues to all the way up to 9. So, you'll probably need them all because the game's kind of hard, even on easy.
It's like this game I played.
Oh, too. I hate that.
Yeah. But like one interesting thing is like, you can pick up a barrier, which is like not common in a lot of shmups, because like you'll get a barrier and then like you'll take a hit and they'll be gone forever, but like you'll get up to at least 3 hits in this game.
If it's easy, it should be easy. The word is fucking easy, god damn it,
dude.
But I'm bad at shmups, and I think the game.
Right, I'm not great at shmups either. I'm terrible. So I'd like an easy mode.
I think it'd be easier if they actually tweet the game to let you get a better idea of where the hitbox for the ship actually is.
Try playing Cuphead, Break. Try playing Cuphead on easy mode, dude. It ain't fucking easy, dude. Like, I get season D's on the easy mode on fucking Cuphead, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I kicked ass in this level.
And to me, easy mode
should be like Mega Man powered up. To me, Mega Man powered up showed me how like an easy mode should be done.
Yeah.
Like, they covered up, like, the spikes and shit. They made it hard. They just made it harder for you to die, basically. Yeah,
that's good.
And as you up the skill level, it became more of, like, a Mega Man game.
Well, I think in this game, easy mode just means that there's less stuff for you to dodge.
It should be easy is what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'm not criticizing that game in particular, because it's a lot of games that are like that.
Yeah.
But if the game is easy, it has an easy mode, that should be a beatable mode for about anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I got all the way up to level 7 on all my 9 continues, but there's like 10 levels.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Should be on easy mode, you should be able to beat the game. It doesn't have to. If they want to make it a shorter game like they used to do on the NES, you know, like you play on easy mode, you could probably beat the game very easily, but it doesn't have like the last 2 levels. If they want to do something like that, that's all right.
Isn't that how Cuphead is?
Cuphead is fucking difficult as fuck, man.
Cuphead apparently locks a couple levels out, and like I remember Sparkster for the SNES skipping like 2 levels.
I don't know, man, but that game, like I'm trying. I'll talk about it when I get to mine. Breakman.
It's dumb because the ending's kind of your basic '90s ending, where congratulations.
Yeah, Breakman.
Thank you for playing.
What have you been playing? Yeah. Just the normal.
We already did me.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've been playing MPQ a little bit. I play a lot less MPQ now for obvious reasons. But check this out, guys. I played and beat Diablo 3 with a Crusader. I have.
Now you can play the Necromancer DLC. Huh?
Yeah,
I beat it.
Yeah, I beat it, man. I played beat it. Yeah, I have nothing
how
but
many,
time.
How many hours did it take?
Fuck, man! Like what? Like 30? Wow. 30 hours. Damn. Yeah. I've been tearing up video games, man. Like left and right. Like next on my list, I think is going to be Dragon Age Inquisition. And then I'll move on to.
Well, I warn you now, it's not the remake of Dragon Age 2 that you're hoping for.
How dare you bring up that blasphemous game on Grinders? thanks, Dungeon Buster. He says, "Congrats." I'm definitely going to play through again with a couple other characters. I started with the Necromancer character. The only thing I don't like, and this is kind of weird because I'm not big on customization, but I do wish they had a few more customization options with Diablo. That's my only criticism of it. It's
you're talking about like making your character look different.
Yeah. Just in general, like have a different, like, you know, like different color hair and, you know, just to kind of tweak a little bit. I don't need like a super detailed, I don't need a super detailed customization program for, you know, my characters, but I do like a little bit of customization. Like, I don't want to play a white person all the fucking time. Like, you know, something different. Diablo 3
is... Yeah, dude, I totally get that. I totally get that.
I mean, like...
Even as a white person.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, don't... I mean...
That's why I play as a girl anytime I get the opportunity to.
Yeah, I do too. I play as a female in every game I can. For one, I don't want to be looking at a guy the entire time. looking at females is definitely a little bit easier on the eyes for that amount of time.
Well, that is sexist.
Although I will say the time I've had with Witcher 3, which I've also been playing, like Geralt is fucking sexy,
Hugh Jackman sexy,
like more than Hugh Jackman sexy, like he is like I would I envision like all women that enjoy like what the same thing men do, like, you know, eye candy, like I imagine women like really liking that character because they made him. Like, kind of mysterious, kind of, you know, very good looking with the gray hair or the white hair. I don't know how you say it. You know, kind of scruffy.
This dude's like 50-something.
I think by Witcher 3 he is. I don't know the full story of Witcher, but maybe somebody – maybe Dungeon knows in chat. By the way, Dungeon, are you interested in Sea of Thieves? I'm kind of interested to hear or see if you're interested in that game.
That could be Brickman's Laws, about the tweet that he made earlier about like speculations of a live action Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh my god.
Horrified. But we talked a little bit about Cuphead.
But at the same time, they made a Dragon Ball movie, and like they picked probably the worst possible person to play Goku.
Dungeon
so
says
this would actually be an upgrade.
Yeah, Dungeon says Sea of Thieves looks boring to him. I think I might agree with you, but if you get the Game Pass Dungeon, like I think it would be kind of fun to play for a while with friends.
I'm actually with DB on this one. I'm not really into pirates though.
Yeah,
like,
but dude,
I like One Piece, but you know, like that's,
$10 though, dude. Like $10.
Make Sea of Thieves, but like replace all of the characters with characters from One Piece. There.
Have you ever had
okay, game? I think I'd be into that actually.
Have you ever had a Game Pass break, man? I think I tweeted.
No.
Okay, good. I'll give you a free trial. I give one to Eric and one to you, and you know, when that game or when Crackdown comes out, maybe we all can play that game. But also, State of Decay 2. Dungeon, are you excited for? Actually, I'll ask everybody in chat that has or out there in the ether. Are you guys excited for the Game Pass now that they announced all first party exclusives will be available day one on the Game Pass? Because I know I am.
I'm kind of lukewarm on that because I still don't see any first party titles from Microsoft that I'm really interested in.
I think I'm more interested in the Ubisoft one too, Skull and Bones dungeon, but. Sea of Thieves looks like if they add more content, like it would be a fun game to play. I don't see enough content yet for them to justify a $60 price tag. But with that,
Some people are just going to buy it because they want to support Rare because Rare's been pretty much destroyed.
Yeah, like the things they've done with Rare. Come on.
What a travesty. Same thing with like Visceral Games and what they're doing with BioWare. Like EA is. Anyway.
Well, BioWare was that was a shill of itself when his name left.
No, I know. I know, but
once he left, it was never the
same.
But
why did he leave? I mean, obviously EA, man. EA is the destroyer of developers, man. Like, if I was a company that was getting bought up by EA, I'd fucking run for the hills. Like, I'd pull a fucking Iron Maiden, man, and run for the hills. What else have I been playing? Cuphead. We talked a little bit about Cuphead. That game is so aggravatingly hard, but it is super fucking rewarding, man. It's like the Dark Souls or the Bloodborne.
But no, please.
Hold on, Eric.
I appreciate a challenge if they're like that. Yes. Unless it's something like that's artificially.
Yeah.
Hard.
No. You know,
but if there's a challenge and there's a reward to that's
right.
I appreciate that.
It's like,
that's why I'm a Mega Man fan.
It's like the Dark Souls.
Like, because at the end, like, you beat the robot and then you get a power up for it. Yeah. Like, yeah, bitch. I took your weapon, motherfucker. Yeah.
I honestly, like Cuphead, like, I'm going to make this comparison. I know you're not going to want to hear it, Eric, but to me, Cuphead is the fucking Dark Souls of platforming. But if people have listened to me before when I've talked about Bloodborne and Dark Souls,
isn't that just Contra though?
Eric, no, it's different than Contra. Like, it's just different. It's a great fucking game, man. If you just take your time and you're super patient and you learn the patterns of enemies and certain bosses, same thing in Bloodborne, same thing in Dark Souls, like, it's not really that hard. It's not as hard as you may think it is. Like, Dungeon Buster says, doing my taxes is Dark Souls difficult this year. Yeah, I know, man. Fuck. Solving that Rubik's Cube was Dark Souls hard. Yeah, honestly, it can be a meme.
He said doing my taxes is Dark Souls difficult this year. And I'm just like, now it's so easy to do your taxes, but like, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh my god. And you had to get the book out, and you had to flip pages, and there's paper. Oh my god.
I think they fucked it. Like,
that was so fucking
the new tax bill is fucking things up, man. But anyways, as I was saying,
I wonder how much I'm gonna get money from. Yeah.
As I was saying, Cuphead.
Yeah, I gave my stuff to Dad. My dad. Okay. So I don't even know what the results are.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, guys. Reviews. I already did mine at Diablo 3 for the most part. I think it's a great game. I did not play a lot of the Necromancer pack, but it looks fun. And I get to keep all my gear for a new game plus. I'm down, man. Diablo 3 is fun. I'm glad I got it. I got it on the...
Do new game pluses get harder on Diablo 3?
You can change the difficulty as easy or as hard as you want anytime during the game.
Just like in Dark Souls, it just gets harder and harder every game plus.
Let's see. Freak5 says, with his severance package, Mrs. Freak made $1,000 more than he did and paid about $4,000 less in federal taxes. So hopefully they get all of that back. That would be really nice, Freak5. I hope that the Republicans didn't screw us all over, but Dungeon.
Oh, Dungeon Buster. Yeah, see, we talked a little bit about Mega Man 11 earlier. Yes. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm excited for Mega Man 11, but I'm not really anticipating it because I don't know a lot about it yet.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I was giving you my anticipated games.
Oh, well, it's Mega Man like that. I was talking about what I was excited for
Yeah,
personally.
I'm
That's what I was trying to say. Like, I thought if I asked you would know immediately I was talking
Yeah.
about Mega Man.
I think
Like.
the only thing that I'm super excited for the I mean there's tons. Oh, maybe a couple. I'm excited for Red Dead Redemption 2. And I'm also excited for Metroid 4. Prime
Metroid
4.
Prime 4.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, Eric. Everybody knows, like the new one. but Diablo 3, I'm giving a 9 out of 10. That could possibly go up a tick if the Necromancer stuff is as good as it's been advertised. So, yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, do you have a stinko?
I've got several, but I was typing something in chat, so
Okay.
let me delete that and think about what I was gonna say. Okay, so let's start off with how many weeks are in this month so far? Oh, this is the fourth week in the month.
Yes.
I have been late or absent every week this month, right?
Wow, that's
Right,
weird.
right. Am I right? Am I right about that?
Well, you mean to the show or
Yeah,
to.
to this show.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I
Okay,
think
so
you.
the first week, I think it was just it was because of the weather and traffic. It wasn't anything like because of
Yeah.
work or anything like
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah.
The second week, I missed a day of work because we had this sudden ice storm and snow covered over it and roads were undrivable. So I missed a day of work and I ended up having to work late on Friday.
Yeah, we
So that
you
was 2 weeks in a row because of snow. I had to work late on a Friday.
Yes,
Um,
yes.
and, and I'm and you said in a tweet like this work is working at a bone. No, it's not work. It's winter.
Yeah.
Winter can go to fucking hell. Because last week my furnace died again.
Oh no! Didn't you have that
So I
problem
missed
before,
yeah,
man? Like,
this is the third time in 5 years.
oh fuck,
So
man.
yeah, so I missed a day of work because we're getting the furnace worked on.
Is
So I
it
had to
under
stay late
warranty
on
or
Friday and that was the I wasn't
is it
here last
time
week.
for a new furnace?
Dude,
It's not an old furnace. That's the thing. It's just,
did you have it under
it's been one
warranty?
part.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
time for a different
hold
furnace
on,
then.
Eric. Did you have a warranty on it, break, or did you have to pay out of pocket?
No, we got the heating repair guy.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah, he always comes and does it. Like, dude's cool. Like, he came there on a Sunday morning, like a
Damn.
couple years ago when it broke down. Like, nobody else would do that. You can't
Yeah.
go to like one of the big places and get them to come to you on a day like that,
Oh, hell no.
unless you sign up for. And we found us out who I can't remember who it was we called, but they wouldn't come and help us unless we signed up for their plan, their like monthly plan or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah.
It's like, really, really, you're killing me here.
Might be worth it
So.
for you, break, like with the problems that you
Well,
have, like.
no, because we got this guy who comes and
Yeah.
does it for us like on Sundays and shit. But
Yeah.
anyways, he came because it happened on Monday or overnight on
Oh,
Sunday. He
you got the
came Monday morning.
guy that, you know, the friends of the friend
No,
guy.
he's actually like he's a big name around here,
Ah,
actually.
okay, cool.
But he's just local. He's not like
Yeah.
anything outside. But he's one of those guys you hear on the radio all the time. But yeah.
Yeah.
He's a
It's
really cool guy
like,
and he gets here early and shit, but
yeah.
anyways, but because the thing was broken and he had to go get the part and it took forever, just happened to go get it. So I missed a day and that's why I had to work late on Friday again for the third time in a row. And then this week I got the fucking plague and missed a few days and had to work late
Yeah.
again.
I know,
So if I
man.
sound like
You.
shit, it's because I'm fucking sick still. I'm getting over it. I'm a lot better, but
Yeah.
still, I'm just. It has been one thing after
I
another. I
know,
hate
man.
winter. Winter can go to hell.
Dude,
You can
why
eat my ass, winter.
you should think about moving like south, maybe to Florida or something, man. Like where you
I'm
don't.
thinking of moving to a tropical island or
Dude,
something.
I
Because
hear
fuck.
you, dude. Like we should start our own like.
Well, that'll be fine until you start dealing with hurricanes.
Oh yeah, but how often does that shit happen, dude? It doesn't
Well,
happen that often.
especially considering.
No, but like you know what we should do? We should like buy a house in Jamaica and just like do grinders from Jamaica all the time. What do you guys say to that, man?
Roster grinders.
I'd be
I'm in.
totally.
Roster
You're in?
grinders. Let's do
Roster
it.
grinders. Fuck yeah, let's do it, man. smoking weed all day, every day, man.
Every day.
Actually, I think it's still legal in Jamaica, but
come to you live from. Dude, I don't care. What are we talking about?
You're already high.
God damn, man. That sounds like fucking plan, man. Let's do that, man. Let's look into it. Maybe we can get like a timeshare and do a Grinders from Jamaica. I think that'd be a fucking blast to do something like that. But anyways,
And my other stinko, this one is completely unrelated to this, is this story comes to us from USA Today. Tortured Turpin daughter bullied as cootie kid, now classmates feel overwhelming guilt. And if you don't know, the Turpin daughter is there was this family in California, a husband and wife, real sickos, who tortured their children. Everybody in America knows this story, but if you're listening outside of America, basically they chained their children up. They would do stuff like buy apple pies and eat it in front of them. They only let them shower once a year and such like that. So they sent one of their daughters to school. Usually they were forced them to not go to school. Yeah. There's a real weird family dynamic. Decide that going on in here, there's a kid, and I'm not, but he's an adult now. I'm not going to mention his name. He remembers a third grade classmate in Fort Worth, Texas, whose appearance drew relentless mockery and bullying from her fellow students, who nicknamed her Cootie Kid. Yeah. And this is one of the Turpin kids. The girl, one of the oldest siblings in the large Turpin family, wore the same filthy purple dress every day and had her hair tied back with a discarded foil wrapper from an old Hershey's bar. No one wanted to be near her because she smelled like mud and worse.
Yeah.
Last week, this person who went to school with the girl years ago wrote in a wrenching Facebook post that he got a rude awakening when he read the news. Accounts of the familiar horror created by the girl's parents, David and Louise Turpin. Mm. And there are 13 kids. They had 13 kids they did this to.
Yeah.
He's a doctor now, and he's completing a residency in pediatric medicine in Houston. He felt overwhelmed with a sense of guilt and shame about his former classmates, whom remember being tossed about like a rag doll by school bullies. Of course, none of us are responsible for the events that ensued, but you can't help but feel rotten when the classmate your peers made fun of for smelling like poop quite literally had to sit in her own waste because she was chained to her bed.
Yeah.
It is nothing but sobering to know that the person who sat across from you at the lunch table went home to squalor and filth while you went home to a warm meal and a bedtime story. And there's a lot more to this article.
Yeah.
But my stinko does not go to him. He was a third grader.
Yeah.
Kid, you're killing yourself for what you did as a child.
Yeah.
The real people who should be blamed are the teachers, the principal, the administrators. They saw a little girl come in there dirty, wearing the same dress every fucking day, wearing a wrapper in her hair, and they did nothing about it.
The adults did nothing about it,
yeah. And this guy is feeling guilty for it.
I feel you, Brake, man.
The adults didn't do.
Yeah, I feel for you, man. The thing is, like, depending on the district, like, what the laws are, it could be out of their hands completely, dude.
There's no way this could be out of their hands completely. When a kid comes into your school wearing the exact same clothes every day, smelling like poop,
because
they're not cleaning yourself up, that's a health hazard by itself.
Yeah.
Like, they have a duty to call the authorities. Yeah,
super sad break, man.
Like, he shouldn't be blaming himself now. He should be saying, where the fuck were these adults at?
That shows you
they weren't being adults.
It really shows you the content of that guy's character. If he felt that bad about it, you know, years later.
I can't blame him for feeling bad about it. You know, it's not hard to feel bad about the things we did as kids. But you have to realize, dude, you were like, in third grade, you were, what, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Did not have a concept of life at 8 years
there,
old.
You know, I'm an atheist. I'm actually an anti-theist, but I wish there was a hell for people like the parents who just totally fucking abuse their kids. Like, they fuck their kids for life. Like, those kids are not going to be okay. You know, I feel so bad.
They can't be.
Yeah, I feel so bad, man. Like, you know, I have a couple of kids, and it pains me that I can't be with them every day. You know, and to imagine somebody that had 13 kids and didn't want to fucking buy new clothes or take care of kids the way that they should be taken care of. Kids, for the most part, actually, all kids are fucking innocent. And, like, they don't, you know, they come to this earth with a curiosity that is unmatched. Like, kids are, they're a lot, like, I hate to make this comparison, but kids are, like, innocent, like a lot of animals. You know, animals are kind of innocent. And, you know, you feel so bad,
yeah. You
know, like you wish that you could do something to help. And I know they have crowdfunding and, you know, other stuff like that, but I'm with you, Brake, man. I wish the law would be a little tougher on people like those people.
Yeah.
And that's another problem.
And
with
I just, this culture of not saying anything, like what happened with Sandusky, for instance, you know? Yeah. Like at Penn State, the coach knew about it. The administrators knew about it.
Well, that's
what did that, they do? Yeah. They limited his access.
See,
they didn't do like what they should have done.
Yeah,
and because of that, more kids were hurt.
Yeah,
and because these teachers said nothing, that kid endured a lot more pain than she should have.
Absolutely, Breakman. 100% in agreement. You know, also. You bring up a good point. Look at that guy at Michigan State, the gymnast guy that was helping.
Oh, Nassar, yeah. Oh, my God.
That guy's a fucking nightmare, and he's a disgusto piece of shit that I hope dies in fucking prison. Like,
he's definitely going to because they sentenced him to 175 years.
No, check this out. From what I gather, it's anywhere between 40 years and 150 years. So let's say it's 40. He could still get time off for good behavior.
He's not going to be alive in 40, I don't think.
If they half that, which usually they do if for good behavior, 20 years that fucking ass could be back on the street or less, depending. Like, ugh. Like that guy, people give me flack all the time. I was just talking to my parents about this. Like, I don't give a fuck about people that are awful like that. Like, I don't care if they fucking die. And people, like think that I'm the worst person in the world because I have these feelings. Like, if you're a worthless human being that don't treat your kids good, I could care fucking less what happens to you. If you got into a car accident, I would not feel bad. It's the same thing I feel about.
See,
a lot
I would still kind of. I
don't.
Like, I hate anyone. I hate death, period. You
well,
know, like,
look,
it's a terrible thing.
Death is
but,
a part of life.
But at the same time, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, and it is the absolute part of life.
Yes.
Like, we're all going to die. And there's some people that have just, like, they've given up their humanity.
Yeah. I could care less if people like that were to get hit by a car or maybe it's something inherently wrong with me that I just have no sympathy.
You're just a mean, nasty person.
Yeah, I'm just an ass. I'm just an asshole, man. Like, there's no question about that.
This plays in really well to the show I want to review. If we'll ever get the time.
We got the time, Eric. What? Go ahead.
I'm done with Stinkos. I'm sorry. Mrs. Brinkman was back because I was yelling too. Like I got really worked up, and I'm sorry.
That's all good, man. Let's do your review before we move on to your Stinko, Eric, and then we'll move on.
I don't have a Stinko other than like the
your
fact
review.
That work was just grueling.
Yeah, your review.
I got a sweet little.
Okay,
want to mention, but I went to. Last week when I went to see some movies in Menor, I noticed that there was a sign for a round one. So they're building round one in the mall in this where the old Dillard's used to be.
Okay.
and in case anybody doesn't know, round ones are basically gaming centers, but like they'll have like bowling, darts, and stuff like that. But they also have an arcade section.
Mm. Nice. Freak 5 says if they were Muslim atheists, that would be in the headline. Dude, that's a great point, Freak 5. Like, anything but Christian would have been, like, huge headline. Like, it would have been, the end of the world with those parents. All right, Eric, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The review for Devilman Crybaby. Yes. Devilman Crybaby is the latest adaptation of the original 1979 manga. It was released in Japan by Go and a Guy. And I think it's 1979. Anyways, it's about a boy named Akira Fudo who befriends a mysterious boy named Ryo. Ryo Asuka, that's his last name. And basically, the thing is, like, he's like this, like, total good-natured, naive boy. I mean, he's not like perfect or anything, but he's like close to it, I guess. But he's like flawed, but he like embraces his flaws and he works to fix them, and he cares more about other people than himself. But basically, because of that personality, he pretty much just blindly obeys and trusts Ryo complicitly. And Ryo's kind of a sociopath, and basically he comes back after a trip from South America, and he says he's discovered a new life form, or rather an old life form. Basically, he says that the devils are real, and as an experiment, he tries to get Akira to fuse with a demon, and he's successful, and he becomes the Devil Man. And the rest of the show is about him trying to deal with this new abilities and the fact that he has to hide who he really is. And basically there's this conspiracy that Ryo wants to accomplish some grand goal. And it ends up with a basic Hell on Earth scenario. But that's like the average story. But I have not actually read the manga. And it goes a lot more in depth than this adaptation does, because I'm guessing the adaptation kind of assumes you know what Devilman is, and you just want to see a different version of it. Mm-hmm. But because like some of the character development is a little bit weak, and it's only like 10 episodes, and there's lots of dense material packed into those 10 episodes, and they're only like 25 minutes long. It's not like Hellsing Ultimate, where they have like 10 or 9 episodes that are like 48 minutes long. But I guess the pacing is better than Hellsing, though, because Hellsing, even though it was longer, wasted a lot of time, in my opinion. But back to Devilman. It is pretty much a good retelling of the original source material from what I've read about the source material and heard about on podcasts. But there's a modern spin on it, like, because they have cell phones and stuff like that, and they've taken the time to actually add extra characters to the story to give the world a little bit more depth and to strengthen the overall message of the original manga. And it's like, basically, there's a religious allegory, and there's also commentary on what goes in the guy's views on society were back then, that Yuasa, who's the director for this adaptation, reinforced and strengthened and repurposed for today. And considering everything that's going on in the government and in my country and the governments of Japan, mm-hmm. and the world over, and how it seems like society seems to be in, like, as a whole, going down a downward spiral. Mm. It seems to be very reflective and condemning of where we're at right now, today. Yeah. So the messages in the original manga, I think, ring kind of true now. So, which is probably why they decided to redo it in the first place. It's like, you know what? I think we need to learn from where we're going and just do the story again, but yeah, do it in a way that's actually meaningful.
That sounds good, man. So what are you giving Devilman Crybaby?
I'm going to give it probably a 9.5.
Ooh,
Because, like, some of the animation quality kind of slips in a couple episodes. And it isn't, like, a well... it's a well animated show, but it's not necessarily a well drawn show. But part of the reason for that is because like the original artist, they tried to retain as much of the original look as possible, and so the characters do kind of look like lanky, and the running animation is just weird. But like there's also a
sounds like minor complaints though.
But like, and the whole devil thing is supposed to be an allegory for humans' animal nature. But in this version in particular, it seems the devil men are largely gay. So like, it's supposed to be also a metaphor for that, and like coming out and whether or not and having society or people accept them.
Yeah.
But it's worth checking out. But it is very brutal towards the end. This isn't a show with a happy ending. It's in the least.
Yeah. Well,
lots of bad things continue to happen.
I actually appreciate that when series don't go the good route at the end. You know, I think that's like, for instance, there's a lot of like TV series that are that way. Like.
I also don't recommend shotgunning it, but you probably won't be able to resist the temptation to do that.
What does that mean? Like
binging? Just watching all 10 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
I watched the first two, and then I just binge-watched the other.
I kind of wanted... I'm more into binging than anything else, but I agree. Like, sometimes you have to pace yourself. So 9.5 out of 10, that's...
Yeah, the only reason I did is because I didn't get around to watching it before, and I wanted to review it for today, so I just watched the rest.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Dungeon says new X-Files season is actually turning out all right. I did not have high hopes for that at all. Like, I'm going to have to revisit... X-Files, I think.
Did anybody watch Anime Godzilla yet?
I have not, but I actually started to watch a couple minutes, but...
Are we talking about Sweetos?
No, not yet, because I still got to talk about my Stinko. Let me talk about my Stinko real quick. We were talking about, like, how I am with people, like, if I could care... Like, for instance, like... like, Donald Trump. Like, to me, he's like a piece of shit. Like, I could care less if he had a heart attack and fucking died on a fucking Cheeto. Like, I or choked on a Cheeto or Big Mac. Like, I could care less. And the same goes for this Stinko. This is a very special Stinko because it's actually very personal. I have a couple of nieces. One niece is not so good. And the other niece has a really kind heart and... has a fairly bright future, but is very timid about life in general. She's just a very introverted, timid person. And the idiot niece has an idiot boyfriend that got her pregnant, which it takes two to tango. She's 14, which is ridiculous. Like, it's just fucking... blows my mind. But anyways, I don't have anything to do with it because I don't give a fuck, right? But what I do give a fuck is this idiot boyfriend of hers, which the genetics are strong with those two, decided to punch my other niece for stepping in between my sister and this idiot guy. And I tell you what, if it would have been a whole different story if my dad was there or if I was there. But talk about an all-time Stinko. Like, you hit a person, first of all. You put your hands on someone else.
And that shouldn't matter what sex it is, either.
It matters not. You shouldn't
be putting your hands on somebody.
That's a point I was going to make, too. Like, the inclination is, you know, I'm a guy, so I like, as a general rule... guys don't hit girls.
But, yeah, and I think that's kind of... I know it's sexist, but I think that's the way a lot of us were raised.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I think in the grander context of things, how about you just keep your hands to your fucking self, period?
Yeah,
you
know? That's how I feel about
Like I've been in a few brawls in my life.
Me too.
You know,
me too.
I have been.
Every single one.
Yeah, I mean, they've been brawls, like out-and-out brawls. Like, I remember... stepping in front of my friend when this fucking huge ass fucking idiot decided to give him a hard time. I'm like, you know, you don't. That's one thing about me. Like I hate violence. I abhor it. I don't like it. But if I'm pushed into a corner, I'm gonna do what I have to do, you know. And if I was there, I guarantee that it would have been a completely different outcome. Apparently, I haven't seen my niece yet, but she got a big old knot on the front of her head. She was knocked to the ground, and with the intention of getting hit some more, apparently. And also, this idiot decided to call his aunt to try to get her to finish the job, in his words. And I'm like, finish what?
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, I totally agree. And not only that, they brought their fucking pit bull out. So I'm like, what kind of person are you?
And I'm guessing these are people, by the sound of them, these are the kind of people that shouldn't own a dog.
Absolutely.
They own a pit bull because they like the name. They want to use it as a tough dog to intimidate people.
Exactly. Dungeon says, so why isn't this guy in jail yet? That's a good question, Dungeon Buster, and I'll tell you the answer to that. He will be in jail. The only problem is he's a minor. And you know, he's not going to get in. He's a fuck up. He's a total fuck up, just like my niece. So they're perfect for each other, in other words. but the problem is he's a juvenile. So he's going to get maybe a slap on the wrist. and
what about juvie?
Maybe, but juvie is like nothing.
That only goes until you're 18 anyway.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't go that long.
No, it doesn't. It's a slap on the wrist.
You have to be really bad.
But I mean, you have to be like a repeat offender. Think about this in the grand context of life, guys. Like, there's a very real possibility that when you hit somebody in the head, you could kill them. I know it doesn't seem like it because back in the day, people used to duke it out. You know, they used to have. You know, brawls and I've been in my share of them too, but in the grand scheme of things, he could have killed my fucking niece and she didn't deserve any of it. All she was doing was trying to stand up for her mother, which I don't have any very, very many fond feelings for my sister, but like, seriously, like you're a dude and you're a big man and you're going to try to hit somebody. Especially like a woman or a kid. Like, I mean, what kind of fucking, to me, this is what I talk about when I don't fucking care. I could care less if this guy was walking right now, this boy, because that's what he is. He's a little boy, walked in front of a fucking car and got hit and died. That's what I'm talking about when I say things like this. People like that are fucking worthless and have no redeeming qualities about them, don't deserve to breathe the same air that we breathe. Because you know why? We're decent. We're moral. You know, we have morals.
Unless they learn how to be, but that's like
the chances.
A Herculean task in of
no,
itself.
This dude doesn't. This dude doesn't have that ability, that cognitive ability to get better. He's just it's like my niece. My niece does one fucked up thing after another. You know, she just has no fucking clue how life works. She thinks she knows it all. And she does one bad thing after another to the people that try to protect and help her the most. And it all culminated with this, and it's bullshit. Let's see. Freak Five says Frank is probably afraid of that kid. Hell no, man. That's one thing about me, Freak Five.
He's, if you read a little bit farther, he's saying he's afraid you'd break your hip.
I mean, come on now, man. Like, I'm omnipotent, man. Like, I don't break hips, man, unless I'm breaking other people's hips.
Hips break you?
How dare you?
Wait, you don't break hips. Hips break you.
How dare you, man? Actually, you know what? In all honesty, I have been having problems with my back and hip lately. Like seriously. Like, I got this aching fucking pain in my hip that just fucking hurts so bad, man. Like, and there's really nothing I can do about it. Like honestly. Let's see. How old are my sister and niece? Like, how dare you? Like they're young. They're definitely younger than me, man. Let's see. Let's move on to Sweetos. Break. You have a Sweeto?
My Sweeto goes too. I thought we were talking about it before, but the first episode of the new Godzilla series.
I haven't seen it, man.
Oh my god! I fucking just want more.
Is it good? Yeah.
I fucking loved it. I just want more.
There's only one.
Yeah, there's supposed to be two
episodes so far.
There's supposed to be two.
So wait, how long are these?
An hour and a half for the first one.
Oh, so they're more like movies then.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
It was a pretty long episode. Yeah, and this is basic story synopsis is the kaiju started rising from the wastes and back in the 90s, started taking over until Godzilla showed up and fucking kicked everybody's ass.
How dare you freak fight?
Also, isn't Godzilla like super huge in this one?
Yes, he's
Godzilla, the most evil, powerful monster of them all. It kicked all the monsters' asses basically, and humanity. Humanity was pushed to the brink where they tried fighting back every way they could. Nothing worked whatsoever, and they were forced to flee Earth. And this story picks up 30 years later, I think, where they've been forced – where humanity has been forced to come back to Earth. Yeah. And it's not just humanity. There's a couple of other
alien races.
Aliens that they've encountered. But this is basically what's left of humanity.
Woo.
As they go to Earth and they're desperate and they want to fight back. Yeah. Now they want to try and hopefully they've learned enough to kill Godzilla. Yeah. Is their basic thought. But since this is the first episode, you can go ahead and guess that, Godzilla's still alive.
Yeah, I want to see it. It looks super interesting.
I always root for Godzilla.
Fuck yeah, who doesn't?
If he's the good Godzilla or the evil Godzilla.
Yeah.
I am rooting for Godzilla.
Well, I mean,
sorry, humanity.
Yeah, Godzilla's I'm rooting for Godzilla too, man. I still need to see Shin Godzilla.
Except for the crappy American version. I just rooted for that.
Oh, yeah, fuck that version. I pretend that didn't happen, man. I rooted
for the Americans just to kill it because this movie is terrible.
It was so bad.
Do whatever, send it.
Yeah, but, I don't
other
think
than that. I always root.
Was that the one with Matthew Broderick? Like, it was
I just remembered my stinko.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
My stinko is the anime actually is going to come back in 2020.
The what?
Guess who the writer is for that?
Which one?
The writer is the one who did many of the Family Guy.
Episodes. Oh god, man, fuck that. I'm good on that.
But see, people are Animaniacs.
Oh, Animaniacs. Oh, that it's gonna be written by Family Guy. Oh,
but apparently people are starting a petition to try to appeal to the people who are responsible for the show to get more writers.
What about the original writers?
Yeah, yeah, I think that was one of them.
Oh. This is what I have to say about this.
Awesome. Afternoon.
Hey. Stinks like sex in here.
Yes, it does. That's what I have to say about that. I had that.
I am very biased to Godzilla, though. So my review, my Sweeto. There are miles to it.
Like when they announced Godzilla versus King Kong, I'm like, fucking Godzilla's gonna whip that ass. Like,
how's
that's not
the
even...
dub?
I hate the American version of that movie.
Which
hate
movie?
It.
Which movie?
Which movie?
Godzilla versus King Kong?
No, I mean the new one that they're coming
out
with.
Oh, the one
dude.
That they're going to do eventually?
Yeah,
no.
I mean...
Okay, I'm talking about the original where the American dub...
Oh, yeah, that's
Kong
sucked,
win.
That's no good.
That's horse shit. Yeah, yeah. Godzilla would kick King Kong's ass every fucking day of the week. He'd tie his tail to a tree. Still fucking kick...
Yeah.
Still kill King Kong.
I'm going to catch up on
chat.
Yeah,
he can just breathe fire.
I know, for real. Like,
King
Kong
just
get close to him.
Kick
just
the shit out of
him.
Like, yeah, just fucking blast his ass. End of story. Although I did like...
All that fur would just light up like a Christmas tree.
I did like...
Is Shin Godzilla on Vudu?
No, I wish it was, dude, because I want to watch it. I really do. I was going to say, let me catch up on chat real quick here. It says, Freak5 says, ooh, more Sweetos. I will start off with, I am not Frank. How dare you? You're exiled. I went in today, filled out paperwork for a criminal background check, and of course you were a criminal. I made it through the government's criminal – who did you pay, Freak Five, first? Is what I, when I was licensed to be a foster parent, and I haven't been caught doing anything illegal since then. Unless you count, like, you know, the drugs and stuff, you know. So I have no doubts I'll pass that.
Say any of that, any of our listeners, there are nothing, no mention of drugs.
Freak Five also says that he had to drop a UA, which is going to immediately disqualify him, which is why it is a sweet O that I am not Frank. My urine passed the drug test. Look. You can take in that fake dong in with you, Freak Five, and you could fool a lot of people, but stoners know the tricks, man. So, you know, they will have the results of the background check by the middle of next week, and then they will schedule a lifting test, which might – a lifting – what? Are you fucking –
a weightlifting test?
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be like a fucking – weight
strength Festivus.
Like what? A lifting test? How dare you? That's great news, Freak Five. Like, I've been kind of worried about Freak Five and his job situation. Like, I know what it's like to not have a job and not be able to find a fucking job. I've been dealing with that for months and months on end. But I have my own reasons, personal reasons why it can't happen like anytime soon. But that's really great news, man. I'm happy for you and your fam, and hopefully everything works out. My sweeto, I got this wicked speaker. It's called Anchor. I don't know if Anchor is a good brand or anything, but I didn't do my homework on it. I just saw it, and I love the specs. Like, it's a Bluetooth speaker, you know, that you would get to, like, take with you. Like, let's say you go camping and, you know, you want to have a speaker with you. But it's not waterproof like some of the others out there, but it is water resistant, so... You know, if I splash water on it, it's not going to get all fucked up.
I don't think there is anything that's technically waterproof.
Technically, no, but there is a designation for ID7 that it's fucking waterproof, dude. Like, if it floats and no water can get in it, it's fucking waterproof. They have, like, I was looking at these other ones. I can't remember the name brands, but they were waterproof. And I'm like, how often am I going to be in a fucking pool with music? Like, it just, I mean, I could just leave it out on the side of the pool. You know what I mean? Like the speakers are so good and push out so much power for how little they are. Like, you never really need to worry about having the speaker next to you. Like, I plugged in the speaker and used it as a quasi soundbar, and it fucking sounded awesome. I was playing Pinball Effects. That's another game that I forgot to mention that I was playing, some of the Marvel tables. But it sounded really fucking good. Like, I'm very, very impressed. And you know what else is impressive about this speaker? It has a fucking 24-hour battery life, which is un-fucking real. Like, I could literally have that sucker on Bluetooth for a day and a night. Like,
damn, that is nice.
Yeah, like, it's a perfect, like, camping speaker. Like, I can't wait to go camping and take it with me and play all kinds of cool music and shit. But Freak Five says it pays about $1.30 less than he was making. Actually, it pays way more than you were making, because you weren't making anything, Freak Five. So, but that, no, that's good news, man. That sucks you had to take a pay cut, man. That's awful. But I'm glad.
But as I said in chat, you gotta start somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
You work your way up. You were there for 20 years. You earned the money you had.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. No question. My other sweeto, real quickly, is that I talked about it earlier with the Xbox Game Pass, them announcing. I think it's a game changer. Especially in lieu of what PlayStation is doing, they're going to have to come down on their price. I know the PlayStation Network has basically five or six times the amount of games that the Game Pass has, but the problem is you can only play them at 720p. and that doesn't sound
and
like
they're a, streaming, which means like yes. if your connection sucks, then it's gone.
Yeah,
you know,
and there is input lag no matter how great your connection is, which sucks, especially if you're going to play a fighting game. It's unplayable.
Like just don't play fighting
games. So the problem and Xbox is doing it right. Like, I'm not a huge Microsoft fan at all. Like, I'm a big Apple guy, a big PlayStation guy, anything but Microsoft. But with them announcing that all their first party stuff being available on their Game Pass service day one, I think PlayStation has to really consider changing a couple of things about their service. One, the price. It's double the price for less quality looking games. And also that they need to put their first party stuff on there too. Like I think Microsoft changed things for the better with that. Like I think it's like for me, games like Sea of Thieves, I actually agree with Dungeon Buster for the most part. It looks kind of boring, but you know what? If I could play it day one for free, basically with that Game Pass, I'm going to fucking play it. Like, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of that shit. Same thing with State of Decay 2. And Crackdown 3, like that is like those weren't games that I was planning to spend $60 on. So if I can play them for the same price as what I'm playing games like Gears of War 4 and Dead Rising 3 and a bunch of Xbox titles that they got on there. I played Mad Max on there, which I played and beat and came close to 100%ing, which is unheard of for me. Like, that service speaks to me, and I'm extremely satisfied with that announcement. I think that's a great, great idea. So,
yeah, I think that's a good thing for everybody except for probably me.
Why?
Just because of how often I'd play new games.
But dude,
I spend most of my time playing the same games.
I agree with you. Like, I'm the same way. But if you have the opportunity and it's there and you want to check it out, dude, like even like
no, you're not. Not as bad as me. Look, long did I play Fallout?
I know, but Fallout 4.
Aren't I still playing Halo 5?
But dude, if you got an opportunity to play Crackdown 3. For 1/10,
different. That's one of those games. That's one of those games I told you. I'm
1/6 of the price,
for.
Dude. 1/6 of the price. You get to not only play that, but
open that one.
But have access to a ton of other titles. Like it's becoming increasingly clear that Microsoft has the vision for the future. I don't know if Sony has it for the future. Like that, right now, they're kicking the Xbox ass. There's no question about it. They have the games, which is what it's all about. But this right here, this is a great thing, man. This is all but good. But yeah. So, but yeah, I'm excited for that. I think that's a definite plus for everybody, including Breakman, even though he doesn't realize it just yet. Free for all. I don't think we got much time. We're kind of over, so maybe we'll keep everything for next week. But in lieu of that, Eric, do you have any? Actually, let's go with Breakman plugs.
You can follow me Break_man and @RPGrinders on Twitter.
All right, there you go. Eric, your plugs, sir.
You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBasherBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and AusGamers.com. And I've got a Patreon. And if you go to any of those sites and read my work and like it and want to support me, please consider becoming a patron. Even just $1 would be fine.
Yeah, $1 goes a long way. And if we can get a bunch of people to do that for you, Eric, that'd be fucking fantastic. And we're
I looked into donating plasma and I can't do it anywhere near here.
Ah, that sucks, dude. But it might be worth the drive. I don't know if there's a place that
there's the closest place is like Cleveland.
Oh fuck, that sucks. That's way far from you, man. Plus, who wants to go to Cleveland?
Cleveland Heights, Cleveland, and that's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah. That might not be worth your gas money and time, dude. Yeah, my plugs. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Follow the show, as Breakman said, at RP Grinders. If you have a comment or question or something of that nature, please let us know. We will shout you out on the next installment of RP Grinders. What else? Check out the guys over at Lost in Vegas. They did a video. Man, those guys are so fun to watch. They do reactions to heavy metal music. They do it with country. So if heavy metal's not your thing, then go to the country or the hip-hop sections. But they do reaction videos. And watching those two dudes do reaction videos, like, harkens me back to when I first heard, like, a band like Metallica or... you know, something that really speaks to you. And it's a fun channel to watch these guys, like, talk about the music, because it just, I don't know, brings back a lot of good memories and the reasons why I love heavy metal and rock music so much, and hip-hop for that matter. Like, I like a lot of the old school stuff, but... anyways, those guys are fun to watch. Also, Cracked does some wicked funny videos, man. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Cracked videos just on, you know, random topics.
I hate Cracked.
Dude, they do some funny ass fucking videos. I'm not talking about the sketch comedy stuff. I'm talking about, like, their commentary videos, like on state of movies, why movies suck, and, you know, stuff like that. Like,
is this really like Cracked magazine?
Yeah. No. But it's from the same.
I love that magazine.
Yeah, the magazine was fun.
Basically, for people that don't know, it was like Mad.
Yeah,
it was basically Mad magazine. It was like the offshoot of it. Yeah, the copycat. But it was still funny. I loved it.
Yeah, I like Cracked.
I never got into the Cracked. I read a few of the articles when I was like in my 20s, and it's like at some point I just was like, nah, this is actually terrible.
Okay. That's your problem. I was reading it like when I was like. Preteens, yeah.
It's Crack magazine is like has a lot of searing commentary that I like quite a bit. It's like watching Colbert right now. Nobody's doing late night better than Colbert right now because of all the Trump shit, and some of the shit is just so fucking searing and funny. Like it just blows my mind that that somebody like that's super creative and his writers. I know he has writers and stuff, but let's see, what else? I had something else. God, I'm excited. Bridget's going to be in town next week, guys. So first show with Bridget.
How long do you want us to go before we call the police?
You have to ask her that. Man. Maybe I'll get her on the air sometime, and we'll announce the newest member of the RP Grinders team. Not you know, podcasting, but like fans and, you know, other like family. Like, because I feel like RP Grinders is kind of a family. Like, even the chatters, like, as much shit as Freak Five gives me.
Really, it's the live listener family.
The live listeners, for sure.
Can't speak about the people who are just archive.
Dungeon, like Dungeon's been here forever. Like, people like Wyland and Gripper, who I keep calling out that never shows up for Grinders anymore. MXT, as much shit as we give MXT, but yeah. Let's see. Oh, Bridget's in the YouTube chat. Why are you not in the fucking Twitch chat? That's weird. I saw you. But anyways, let's see. What is funny is Game Grumps and Steam Train, YouTube channel that basically do Let's Plays. Game Grumps is fun. They kind of grate on me after a while. I don't know. Like, that type of humor is pretty funny, but there's a point.
At least they're not PewDiePie.
Oh God, don't even mention that guy on this channel, man. Like, I firmly believe that he's racist. Like, he's done a lot of questionable things, man. Like seriously. All right, that's about it. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Don't drink and drive, you know, all that good fun stuff. Don't, you know, partake and drive, I guess, if you're in Colorado or any of the...
Drive and then drink.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. But don't drink too much, because that sucks too. Smoke weed. It's much healthier for you. All right. that's all we got for this week. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the listens, you know, out there in the ether and you know, Twitch land and YouTube land. We're starting to pick up a little bit of steam, which is how dare you, Freak Five, called Bridget the Midget. She actually is kind of small, but how dare you? you know, thank you guys so much for listening out there. If you're listening on archives, join the live show. We're live every Friday at 7 Eastern time. You know, we usually have a lively chat, and we're starting to gain steam on Twitch and YouTube, which is pretty exciting. So if you're out there and you listen to us on YouTube or iTunes or Twitch or whatever, you know, give us a shout out. We'll shout you out on the show. It'd be a ton of fun. All right. That's about all we got this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out, y'all. Take care.